are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
You know, in 1982, 39 years ago, I took a trip to the East Bloc, Bulgaria, that changed my life forever. Not only that, the information that I learned over there was so impactful and so ahead of our time, meaning our time in the U.S., that so much of that information is relevant today. And I've always said, as I've gotten older, that the mark of a good program of any kind is that it stands the test of time. My journey to Bulgaria was, I was one of, I think, 17 or 19 people that were actually picked. They had to apply, and there were only about 17 and 19 of us that went on that trip. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, I must tell the story as a sort of a clueless American at that time. I remember leaving the U.S., and I told my wife, I said, you know, when I get there, I'll make sure that I give you a call. Little did I realize that they were so far behind in technology, like making a fucking phone call to the U.S. I mean, I had to, there were like, I think I was in a town called either Sofia or Varna. I think it was Sofia. And believe it or not, this is 1982. Believe it or not, there was only one place that you could make a phone call to the U.S. It was like this hotel, the only hotel that I could go to. Keep in mind, there's like something like 9 hours difference. And not only that, so I had to go to this certain hotel. And the way that they made the call to the U.S., unlike how we just pick up a phone and call and you get connected, I had to give the person at the front desk my phone number, and then they said in their best English that they could possibly say was sit, and it took an hour before they connected, you know? Well, fuck, I wasn't able to call home for like 4 or 5 days because, you know, I was there to do a seminar, I was there learning the techniques of the Bulgarians because they dominated Olympic weightlifting, which was amazing because you got to consider back in those days, Russia was the big dog on the block. They were King Kong, you know. So this little town or this little country in Bulgaria, in as little as 9 years, basically overtook and became the big dog. Anyway, so we were there to garner information because they had all this, you know, supposedly this information that made them great, and they were willing to share that. And you have to understand that sharing information back in those days, I mean, we were on a tour where Bulgaria was one of the stops. We stopped in Czechoslovakia, we stopped in Russia, and we stopped in, like I said, Bulgaria. And just to give you an idea how hush-hush this information and secret this information was, when we came into Russia, before I start talking about Bulgaria, because they made the bigger impact on me, Russia, the Russian coaches took their athletes 2 hours away. They didn't want to get us to get near their athletes or let us in on any of the real information, unlike Bulgaria. Bulgaria was so forthcoming. Anyway, we'll get to that. Took me 4 or 5 days to finally call home. I mean, my wife was freaking out. She didn't know who to call. And what an eye-opener. You know, I've said it before, in America, we just don't really understand how lucky we really are. And we have so many things at our fingertips, you know, not only the phone calling, but just even getting food, a staple of meat and protein in Bulgaria was very inconsistent. It's hard to understand that and you know, imagine that would happen in our country. Scary. And yet I saw this firsthand. Anyway, so the phone calling thing was like my first wake-up call. The bigger wake-up call was when I actually started going to some of the seminars that these guys were putting on for us. I had the honor of going to seminars that were given by gold medalist Olympic coaches, top-notch doctors and scientists. I mean, the Bulgarians laid it all out for us, for the group of 17 that was there. And again, there, you know, you have to have a stated goal. When you set up a training regimen, and that includes a diet, you have to have a stated goal. So to be clear, the Bulgarian stated goal was to develop the strongest men in the world in Olympic weightlifting. That was it, the stated goal. So now what did they have to do to make that happen? And so the Bulgarians laid this thing out for us, you know, with the idea of creating the strongest men in the world. What did that mean in the weight room? And this is when I learned about how the Bulgarians used to do, and I saw this up close and personal. I was in the weight room, the lifting room, with all the top national Olympic athletes, the big boys. I was 5 feet, 10 feet away from these guys on a daily basis watching what they did. So we got a bird's eye view of how they train. And back in those days, believe it or not, they were training five times a day, five fucking times a day. I mean, I couldn't even believe that. You know, again, I'm coming more from a bodybuilding background, so it's different type of training to begin with. But their training was so different than the Russian athletes and the Czechoslovakian Czech athletes, five times a day. So what they did is, again, in Olympic lifting, it's about the guy who can lift the most weight and continue to do that and have three different attempts when you fail to keep lifting more weight. So what the Bulgarians did is they were very specific to a goal. That was the stated goal, was to get them strong. So they did one rep maxes, 50 to 55 one rep maxes every day. And they trained five times a day. All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
The key to their training was to never overtrain their athletes. And you might think, how can you possibly not overtrain when you're doing 50 to 55 one rep maxes every single day? Well, what they did is their training sessions over that five periods throughout the day were anywhere from 15 minutes to as long as 25, 30 minutes. And one of the things that Bulgarians did not believe in was they didn't believe in warming up. They didn't believe in stretching. They were of the mindset that the body becomes its function. And I want to say something. The Bulgarians were really big into application being the number one priority versus theory. In other words, they didn't read the information that was out there scientifically. In theory, in other words, having people tell them that in theory, to become the strongest man in the world, you should train like this. They didn't believe in that because they believed to a great extent that they didn't want theory to hamstring them from thinking outside the box. It's a really interesting concept because when you go into a gym or a Olympic lifting center, you know, like they did, and you say, okay, here's the equipment that I have in front of me. The stated goal is to create the strongest man in the world. How does that happen? Without paying attention to theory necessarily. Well, they were outside the box thinkers. And this is how they say created this idea about doing one rep maxes, because it was very specific to their training. When they went to the Olympic lifting meets, it was to go up to that bar. It was to lift that weight up and over their head. So they were very specific to the goal. That's really important. You have to understand that. And they figured out that the body becomes its function. In other words, if you teach your body that it needs to warm up, then that's exactly what the body has to do. It has to warm up. And, you know, when I saw what they were doing, I thought to myself, how in the world can we possibly do this, you know, as when we do this training for bodybuilding? But nevertheless, they believed that. And it was hard to dispute what they were saying, simply because when you become number one in the world in only 9 years and you're a country that's so much smaller than King Kong Russia, they're doing something right. And so what I learned from them was outside the box thinking. They taught me this. They said, you know, it's virtually impossible to overtrain the physiology if you don't train that long. And the problem that we had here in the U.S. was we were constantly, back in those days, we were constantly overtraining the physiology. In other words, we would be in the gym an hour and a half, 2 hours. I knew guys that were in there even longer than that. They were severely, and we were, for the most part, overtraining on a regular basis. And so what did that mean? That meant that you were exposing yourself when you're overtraining to injury, for sure. And actually, you were exposing yourself from reaching your full athletic potential. Okay, so we have coaches and doctors telling us it's impossible to overtrain if you keep your training sessions between 30 to 45 minutes. Because they were talking to me as someone who was trying to get this information so I could apply it as a bodybuilder. I was very upfront with them because they were being very upfront with me. I even told them, I said, look, I need you to know, just because you're being so transparent to begin with, I need you to know that this information I'm gathering here, I'm going to use it. I'm going to publish a book. I came over here to hopefully get some information to publish a training course. And just so you know that, because the reason why I said that to them is because, I mean, Russia was just like, they didn't want us anywhere near their athletes or their real, you know, to get near their real information. They were so secretive about their information. Listen, if you're not number one in those days, in that part of the world, it's an embarrassment to not be number one. So you can only imagine that when the Bulgarians knocked these guys off, it was a huge embarrassment, even to the point where they would actually, this is